From Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are excited that you're joining us today on this gorgeous day in Florida. Hope it's nice where you are. It's absolutely beautiful here. And with me live in the studio are my very wonderful friends from Indiana that were on the show a few weeks back and who were a part of my church that I pastored in Indiana many years ago. Mm-hmm. Betty Thomas to my left and her daughter Megan Kramer to my right. And now you guys are a part of our radio team on a regular basis.
Hey, isn't that wonderful?
How about that?
And we love it.
And here you are live in the studio today. And how did this happen?
It was all by the grace of God.
It was. Because you were just here a month ago.
We were.
Yes.
To the day.
And God provided a miracle and a way for you to come for this big weekend that we have at Beacon of Hope. An exciting weekend. I bet you were shocked when you found out that you and your daughter were coming back for a weekend, Betty?
Well, you could say that the tears flowed because it was as an answer to prayer. We had been interceding for this for... Actually, before we left the first time,
right?
Megan said, we're coming back, but we didn't realize it would be this soon.
Right, and here we are.
Here we are.
And Megan, part of our radio team now at Beacon of Hope, and this is Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and we are glad you've joined us, and it is always the joy of our lives to be here every Sunday afternoon, and with our wonderful engineer, Cedric, who's just a sweetheart, but he's got a cold.
I know.
But he's still cute.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
He's a handsome man.
He is. And so we're just so glad to be here. We got so much to talk about. It's a big day for Beacon of Hope today.
Yes.
We have our internet up. If you'd like to write us a comment or just tell Megan how cute she is today or whatever, I'll leave Betty and I out on that. But
thank you.
But anyway, it's simply pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. And you can get us right here in the studio live and comment, call us, whatever you want to do. So it's pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. It's a great, big, wonderful weekend at Beacon of Hope. Betty, it's one we've been praying about and believing God for a new adventure. A new adventure. And we're going to have a song in a little while that talks about that great adventure. But it is a new adventure that we're on in Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you and Megan are a part of that.
Oh, and I think it's absolutely wonderful because we get to step out.
Yes.
Step out of that comfort zone and try something new.
Try something new. And, you know, that's not easy for people, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, we get comfortable
yes.
in our comfort zone, and it's some people do have a hard time with it. But you know what? If you let the Lord lead you,
yes,
you'll be perfectly fine.
Absolutely. And the Lord has led us to this point today, Megan. So our audience, tell them what we're doing tonight at 6 o'clock in Dunedin.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at Blur. We have...
Blur. It's a nightclub.
It is. and you know, the quote-unquote, that's not where you're supposed to have church.
Right.
Well, guess what? It's just walls. It's just a building. But God can be anywhere.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's about. And there's going to be a band.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what. You need to come because this band is awesome.
It's a rockin' band.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a rockin' band.
It's amazing. And they're just incredible. And we're excited about what God's doing tonight. And we're excited about the fact that we are reaching out in a new venue in a new way. In fact, I think one of our lead singers tonight is going to be wearing a shirt that says something about taking the church outside the walls, something
amen.
Like that.
Oh,
I'm
amen.
Not exactly
amen.
Sure what her shirt says, but it's something like that. And really, that is our motto for this new venture, going outside our walls to meet people where they are,
amen.
Just as they are, with God's love. And that's what it's all about, with God's love. That's
amen.
Where we're headed tonight.
Because yeah. this is not going to be your normal Sunday evening service.
No, it is not.
And we've had that on our ads, haven't we? It's
yes.
not your first, the first ad said it's not your your typical mama's Sunday morning service is what it said originally. But it's cool because we are in the nightclub blur tonight in Dunedin. And when we got there to unload all the equipment and everything a little while ago, it was total craziness in downtown Dunedin, wasn't it?
They were. They're having an art show. But it's amazing. It's like we said, everybody's coming from north, south, east, and west.
There you go.
It's a conglomerate of all kinds of people.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. All kinds of people. And they're coming in. And so you still have time right now. Because we will start at 6 o'clock. This show will go off the air at 5. Any of you in the Tampa Bay area listening on this radio station this afternoon, you still have time to get to Blur and find a parking place and come on in and have a great time. It's not going to be set up like church. When you walk in, it's not going to look like church. It's going to look like a really cool place to be. So we're excited. And this new venture and new vision of Beacon of Hope Ministries is called Buckle Up. forchange.com. Buckleupforchange.com with the number 4 in there. So you can actually go to our website for that, www.buckleupforchange.com, and see what we're doing and where we are. We got a lot of good things coming up with our new venture, and we'll talk more about that later. But I am so excited, Betty. I cannot wait to teach the word tonight in this venue. I'm really excited to give what I believe God has given me for this group tonight.
And I think that you're ready.
I'm ready.
She's ready. She is. This, I tell you, people of Tampa Bay, if you want to hear the word of God, an anointed word of God, you need to be at Blur tonight at 6 o'clock.
Amen.
Everything flows together. Everybody is just, I mean, they are on fire. And the band, the contemporary music, it's, and they mixed a little bit of the old traditional with the contemporary, and you know what? We're just going to rock out tonight.
It's going to be great.
It's the start of something new.
It is. It's a new day. It's a new venture. It's fantastic. We want the whole world to hear that Jesus loves us. And, you know, a lot of us grew up in Sunday school hearing Jesus loves me. This I know. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with this song by Casting Crowns, one of my favorites, Until the Whole World Hears.
Ready yourselves, ready yourselves. yourselves. May the powers of darkness tremble as our praises rise. Until the whole world hears, Lord, we are calling out, lifting up your name for all to hear the sound. Like voices in the wilderness, we're crying out. And as the day draws near, we'll sing until the whole world hears.
God, until the whole world hears, that is what we're all about, getting the word of God out there. We want to be your hands, God. We want to be your ears. We want to get the word of God out to those who need to hear how much God loves them. Let's start the show in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for your mighty power working in each one of us. We thank you for the word of God that is so powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It gets down on the inside of us and teaches us the way to behave and all about you. And God, we love you. We love your word. We thank you for this time today on the air, and we thank you that hearts are changed and hearts are touched for your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, today that there are souls that find you in a new way. Maybe there are some today that accept you for the first time as their Lord and Savior. Maybe there are some that are listening today that are going to find healing in their body or in their emotions for their hurt. Lord, let this be that day. We thank you right now in the precious name of Jesus for what you are going to do today, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's go to Joshua chapter 3, where we picked off last week, or pick up from where we left off last week. If you missed last week's show, you can go to our website always. They're always there, beaconofhopeministries.com, and you can catch the old shows. Beaconofhopeministries.com, ends in IES. Joshua chapter 3, starting with verse 14. Here's what happened. We talked last week about how God said to Joshua, take the people across the Jordan River into the promised land. There was one big problem, however. The Jordan River was pretty wide, and the Jordan River just happened to be the time of year where it was harvest time and the water was flowing over its banks. Why couldn't it have been a day when it was just a little bit of water in the Jordan River, Megan? Why not?
Because God conquers all. Amen?
Absolutely. And because if it was that easy, would we be really realizing that it was a miracle?
No, absolutely not.
Don't you think this is an issue with people a lot of times, Megan, that things do get pretty bad in our lives, but then God shows himself strong in our behalf?
That's right. I agree. Because, you know, you think that in the moment that you're in, it's such a gigantic problem, but maybe it's just something very minute, and he can still take care of everything.
He can still. And in this particular situation, Joshua had to take at least 2 million people across the Jordan River. That's huge. That's a lot of people that had to go across that river. And the river is overflowing its banks. And God said, get down there to the river and get the priest down there and get ready to have all the people cross. But the circumstances didn't look good, Betty. And there are times in our lives where our circumstances don't look good at all.
No, not at all. In fact, we think there is no hope.
Right.
You know, that we're here. But you know what really happens is sometimes that we take those circumstances and we make them more than what they really are. So then we start wallowing.
Yes.
And we start backtracking,
feeling sorry for ourselves.
But you know what? God's been there all the time.
Well, absolutely. And that you made a very valid point. A lot of times when we look at an obstacle as huge as this Jordan River was that was overflowing its banks to get 2 million people across, we see a situation in our lives that is desperate. It is serious. It's maybe not this situation, but it's just as real for us today. Right. And it seems impossible. But, and I've said this 100 million times probably in my lifetime, but probably not that many, but quite a few. And in the 6 years we've been on this radio station, that you cannot have a miracle without an impossibility. Mm-hmm. Because the very nature of a miracle says it was not going to happen without a direct intervention from God.
Amen.
And look at this with the Jordan River. I don't know about you, Megan, but if I was Joshua standing up there, I'd be looking at it thinking,
this how are you going to do this?
Yeah, this is a case where we need God to do
Amen.
A miracle.
Well, Amen. Could you hear, I mean, with 40 million people.
2 million people.
2 million people.
And 40,000 soldiers.
4,000 soldiers.
Yes.
And could you imagine the... Some were excited about going.
Yes.
And some of them were like, oh my.
Oh my, I don't think we're going to be able to do it.
But you know, I bet you that the Lord was right there in the middle.
Imagine the magnitude of seeing that happen?
Oh.
I cannot fathom that.
Oh,
it's amazing.
It's totally amazing.
And one thing I love about this story is that, let's go back to verse, 12 or 13 here, where it says, look at what's before you. This is what God told Joshua to tell them, and this is what he told them. The chest of the covenant, which means that God's presence was going to go first into that situation, which is such a wonderful metaphor for how God's presence goes first before us mm-hmm. into every situation that we encounter in life. Sometimes we don't feel like God is right there, but he is.
We have to let him go first.
Mm. And that's what God told Joshua. Tell the people, think of it. The master of the entire earth. I'm in the Message Bible. About verse, 11 or 12?
Yeah, you're close to 12, yeah.
12. The master of the entire earth is crossing the Jordan as you watch. Now take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from each tribe. When the soles of the feet of the priests carrying the chest of God, master of all the earth, touch the Jordan's water, the flow of water will be stopped. The water coming from upstream will pile up in a heap. Now, the thing that strikes me here, Betty, is that the people had to go right into the water. It didn't stop like 5 days in advance so they could see, oh, it's dried up, now it's time to go.
Right.
I mean, it stopped in that instant. God is a God of suddenly. You know, he's a God of suddenly. And suddenly, that when the priests put their feet and touched the water, look what happened. The water, he said, God told Joshua, tell the people, the water's going to just stand up in a heap.
Well, what God says he's going to do, he's going to do it.
God said it. I believe it. That's it.
I think it's also important that they had to take the step of faith.
Didn't they?
Into the water.
Yes.
And then it would move.
Exactly. It wasn't going to happen and let them sit and look at that dried up riverbed for days on end and realize, oh, yeah, okay, we can.
Yeah, here, let me fix this so you don't get your feet wet. You know?
Exactly. And in verse 14 of Joshua 3, and that's what happened. Okay, what's that mean? What's the significance of those few words right there? The significance is God said it ahead of time. You just said it a minute ago. God said it. I believe it. That settles it, okay? So God said, here's what's going to happen. When the soles of the feet of the priests, interesting that the priests have to go before, and that's true in our present-day ministry, too. God gives the vision, the visionary in this ministry is me, and that's who God gives that to. And I'm fortunate to have people around me that can say, yeah, we see that too. Yeah, let's go.
Yes.
But God gave it to Joshua, and he said, come on, here's what's going to happen. When the soles of the feet of the priest touch the water, it's going to dry up. Okay? So that's what happened. The people left their tents to cross the Jordan. That's interesting. Left their tents. In other words, they left their stuff behind, isn't
right.
it? And they led by the priest carrying the chest of the covenant. When, my Bible says when in verse 14, I think it is, of Joshua 3, when the priests got to the Jordan and their feet touched the water at the edge,
The Jordan overflows its banks throughout the harvest. The flow of water stopped. It piled up in a heap. And it started, I love this, 20 or 30 miles upstream. It had already, God had already been working behind the scenes. What a huge metaphor, because it stopped 20 or 30 miles upstream at the city of Adam, and the river went dry all the way down to the Arabah Sea, the Salt Sea, and then the people crossed facing Jericho. So God was already working behind the scenes. Megan, what a wonderful metaphor for our lives.
Isn't he? He is always. Every single day.
He is.
Every single day.
He is.
But we just don't see it.
We don't see it. And a lot of times the devil has a chance then to get in and cause doubt, cause discouragement, cause whatever, when we think, oh, well, God's not doing anything. I don't see anything changing in my life. Do you want to comment on that?
Sure. The one thing that I think that we today, if we would have seen that today, if we would see that type of miracle today, I think that a lot of us would just fall over, because we're not used to seeing manifestations like that today. But even back in the Old Testament times, God was in control.
Oh, totally.
And you know what? Today, he still is.
He still is.
He still is.
He's working behind the scenes.
He's working behind the scenes. No matter what we feel or see,
right,
the Lord is still working.
Amen.
Amen.
And I think that's huge for our listening audience today. At least one someone out there needs to hear that, that it may feel like your circumstances are so bad that you're going down for the count, whatever that may mean in your life. But God says, I'm working behind the scenes, and I am setting all the pieces of the puzzle together mm-hmm. to bring you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11-14. You know, he's got a plan for our lives to bring us a future and a hope.
Amen. And I'm just being led to say this.
Please do.
Is if you're in your tent right now, if you're inside your tent and you know that something of this magnitude was going to happen,
right,
what would you do? Would you step out of your tent, or would you hide in there?
Probably play video games.
Play video games like they had those back then, you know, all those video,
right,
you know,
yeah.
PS2 and whatever.
Right, yeah.
But would you come out of your tent with the faith that you have to see this magnificent miracle before your eyes?
Yes.
And that's just leading right into blur.
Exactly.
Come to it. It's going to be something of gigantic magnitude.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because the Spirit of God, this is his idea.
Amen.
Believe me, guys, I've been on this radio show here in this and in the ministry for 30 some years. It would have never been my idea, I don't think. I mean, it's just God did this. He brought it together and brought the right people and put them in the right places for such a time as this. And to have church in a nightclub, yeah, sounds a little bizarre. Sounds a little weird. But, I mean, we're not serving liquor. Nothing like that.
No,
nothing like that. But using that facility right there in downtown Dunedin as a place to spread the word of God tonight and to sing about how great God is. I don't know about you, Betty, but I just can't wait for 6 o'clock. Well, I mean, I'm excited about right now, too, though
me
I
too.
Love being on the radio. But go ahead.
You know how excited that all three of us get.
Yes.
I am, and I know that the Lord is pleased, because just in our prayer times in these last couple of days, that the Lord is happy.
Yes.
And he's looking for a few good people.
Amen.
Women and women of all race, color, and creed, no matter what you believe in, what church you go to,
mm-hmm.
God wants us all to come together
Ooh.
For his glory.
You know what? That is exactly right. In fact, the opening song that we're going to start with tonight is Come Together, you know, about God's love. But when you just said the eyes of the Lord, it reminded me of 2 Chronicles 16, and it's about verse 11, I think. In the NIV, it says this, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." In the Message Bible, it says, God is always on the alert, constantly on the lookout for people who are totally committed to him.
Amen.
God's looking
for Joshua's. He's looking for people to rise up, Megan, and say, okay, I'll be a prayer warrior.
Amen.
I'll be an intercessor. Amen. I'll be one that allows my life to be changed by the power of Almighty God. I'll be one of those who gets out and spreads the love of God. Doesn't mean you have to preach on the street corner.
No.
But you have to live your beliefs.
Amen.
You have to allow the Holy Spirit to change your attitudes.
You do. And it's important. This phrase, Lord, I'm willing.
Yes.
I'm willing. And when you do that, when you let go and you give the Lord your heart,
yes,
it's amazing. And for people to see Jesus through your eyes, it's amazing.
And through your touch, through your voice. And it so often, Betty, I've found through the years that there are people out there, and there may be some of you listening today, that have been Christians for a long time, but have not allowed the Holy Spirit to do a deep cleansing work on the inside of you. And maybe you're one of these that's got attitude issues all the time. You're mad, you're frustrated, you're angry, yeah, life hasn't gone the way you want it to go, you're not sitting in the place where you want to sit at this particular moment in time. And God would say, get off of your pity pot and get off of that self-pity thing and come out into God's marvelous light and let God cleanse you and heal the pain of the past.
Amen.
And Betty, you and I have talked about it, and Megan, the last few days, God is speaking. He's out there winning souls and healing souls, because people need healing. They're bruised, they're beat up, they're hurting. Hurt people. And so when we're hurt, we react the same way, and we hurt others, you know?
Amen.
And God's saying, it's a new day. Let's come out of our tent.
Amen.
Okay? Let's leave the tent behind. Let's leave the old ways. I'm preaching. I'm sorry, but
preach
the anointing
it.
Of God
hey,
is so
it.
Strong right
you
now.
You go, girl. You go.
It is. The anointing of God is so strong, because there are some out there who need to hear this very thing. It's time to have a new day.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is a new day. Why always do the same thing
Amen.
Over and over again? That's the definition of insanity.
It is.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Amen.
You know, time for a new day. Rise up, dear one out there who's listening. Rise up and become the man, the woman of God that you need to be, and watch the miracles that God's going to do. Oh my, this is...
Lazarus, come forth.
Lazarus, come forth. Take those grave clothes off.
Amen.
Amen.
Time to celebrate.
Get rid of the soiled linen.
Amen.
Get rid of it.
Pick up your mat
and walk.
Put on that robe of righteousness and right standing with God and walk.
Pull
into
the earplugs out of your ears.
Amen.
And
get the
blinders,
wax out.
The blinders
yes.
off the eyes.
Get the wax out. Get the blinders off your eyes and walk into the new day that God has for you. Betty, I am convinced that so many children of God are just going through life, just plodding along, just this is happening. And they just go through the motions. They're not really living.
I have to agree with you on that one, because I was that way before I had made contact with you, is that sometimes we have to be broken.
Yes.
And we get to that point where, you know, you had a wonderful walk with the Lord. I mean, you were in children's ministry, or you were in a women's ministry.
This was you.
This was me. And I just gave up.
Right. 'Cause life can beat us down.
It can. But you know what?
You had health issues.
You know, I had health issues, but you know what? Sometimes I think I let it get a hold of me, and it took me broken. And I know that there's someone out there today that's in that same position.
Right.
That says, Lord, you know, I said, Lord, use me.
Amen.
I came back to that point.
Yes.
But it took me a while to realize that God, I didn't leave God. I left God, but God didn't leave me.
He never leaves us.
He never leaves us. And I said, okay, Lord, then use me.
Mm-hmm.
I am willing. Send me.
Amen. And that's all he asks. And, you know, ministry on a daily basis is not easy. I mean, living your Christian life before others opens you up to accusation.
Hurt.
And people going, oh, I thought you were a Christian. Well, look at the way you just lost your temper. Oops. Sorry. Yes, I did lose my temper. Please forgive me. God, please forgive me. Go on.
Right.
I mean,
leave it behind you.
Yes, absolutely. And let go of the shame of the past. Let it go. Let it fall behind you.
That's right.
Because shame is not of God. Condemnation is not of God. Those things are of the devil. The devil wants us to live in our failures. It's really where he wants us to live.
Sure does.
Yeah. And you know what we as Christians can do? We heard a song about it just maybe a couple hours ago. When he reminds us of our past,
right.
Let's remind the devil of his future.
That's
Amen.
Right. That Lazarus by Carmen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the future of the devil is that he's going to be thrown in the pit for all eternity. And so, yeah, right now he does work overtime to condemn us and to try to beat us down and tell us that we're less than. But that's not God.
No.
And God's word says, submit to God in James 4:7-8. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you.
Amen.
He will flee. That's a promise. He's going to run. When we resist. Now, when we buy into his lies, however, Megan, what happens to us?
You fall into the pit.
You
fall right down into a pit. You go back in your tent.
Absolutely. You go back into your tent and you cover up and you go back to bed and put the covers over your head and, you know,
you just lay
don't
there
face
and,
life.
Yeah, and you just lay there and fall into Satan's trap.
Right. Depression, anxiety, fear. People live like this, Megan. I have walked this walk now for a while. And I can tell you that I've known a lot of well-meaning Christian people who allow their own sin or sins of others around them to totally destroy them and get them so beaten down that they can't see that they could ever be a blessing to someone else.
Right.
And it's time. I mean, I'm declaring it right now over the airwaves, and we're live in 8 states. Let me tell you, there's some people listening right now besides on the internet. And I am declaring right now that the army of God, the people,
Amen.
Oh, praise God. The people of God are going to rise up in this new day, and we are going to become the men and women, teenagers, children that God has called
Amen.
Us to be.
Amen.
We are going to be so full of God's love that the devil's tricks just have to take a back seat, because we're so in love with God and we're so in love with God's people and people around us. And what does the word say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And if people loved people like God loves us, we would have less hurt and pain, Betty, in this world.
Amen. Could you imagine if all of the people of God would rise up, that the chains would fall, and there would be revival?
There would be. And you say, what does this have to do with crossing the Jordan? Everything. Because across the Jordan is the promised land, and God's kingdom is, in Romans 14:17, Paul said, the kingdom of God is not what you eat or drink. It's not the Subway Diet Coke I've got right here,
right,
which is great. Thank you, Megan. It is not that. It's not the kingdom of God is not what you eat or drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So the kingdom of God is learning that we are in right standing. That's righteousness. Right standing with God. Then taking on the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
And it guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And then we get enter a level of joy. And it's that 30, 60, 100-fold realm that I've taught on a lot through the years. But that 30-fold realm, that beginning stage, is that salvation time where you begin to realize that God wants you as his child and you accept him. And then you go on with God and you realize, wow, there's more to this Christian walk than just being in right standing with God.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the
Amen.
Holy Ghost. And so you go into a level with God where you say, God, fill me up with you. That's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you begin to experience the peace of God like you've never known. And then you just keep walking with the Lord and growing, resisting the devil. He's fleeing. You're submitting to God. You're learning the words. You're understanding your role as a soldier in the army of the Lord. And you go into that hundredfold realm of joy, where it doesn't matter. Weeping may last for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
And we move into the real joy of the Lord. And Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
And so we get stronger and stronger and stronger. And so these children of Israel had a choice. Do I get out of my tent and cross the Jordan doesn't look like it's going to be on dry ground. Look at that.
Looks like we're going to drown.
Looks like we're going to drown. The devil loves to make it look a certain way, Megan.
He sure does. He likes to make it look hopeless. Mm-hmm. That your life here on earth is hopeless.
Right.
But you know, it's like, just this is coming from the Holy Spirit.
Of course.
Breaking it down simple. You know, he created us. Yeah, man and woman create child, but that is God. Mm-hmm. That is from God. That's a miracle.
Sure, absolutely.
And we are allowed to live here on this earth for a certain period of time, and we have choices that we can make.
Amen.
We can walk the path
with Jesus. Preach it.
Or we can walk the path of the devil.
Right.
And, you know, we never know when our time is going to end.
Right.
We never know that. But it is important that we make the right choice, because God wants to save all of his children that he created, because he created every single person.
And he loves each of us.
He does, yeah. No matter what you
are. He's not a respecter of persons.
Exactly.
Paul said in Galatians, it's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, slave or, you know, I mean, we're all created equal.
That's right.
It's not about that. And
that's right.
God loves each of us. Black, green, striped, short, fat, tall.
Right.
Skinny.
That's right.
Gay, straight. God loves each of us, Betty. Every single one of us. He's got a purpose for us, or he wouldn't have created us.
That's right. And we are created in his image.
Amen.
And he loves every one of us the same.
And he wants us to unite.
Yes.
That's what we are meant to do. I mean, there's so much hatred in this world.
Right.
It makes me get emotional.
Right.
I mean, just when we were driving in the car yesterday, the gentleman that thought it appropriate to get extremely upset because of a minor, you know, oh,
yeah.
Whoops, sorry, I missed the sign. But if we would stop hating each other,
right,
this world would be a better place.
Right. And realize that as we choose to react in love instead mm-hmm. of hatred,
exactly.
Instead of, oh, well, I'm just going to let the whole world know how mad I am today,
right?
You know, or how irritated I am. When we do that kind of thing, honestly, the devil wins.
He does, exactly.
A little battle.
He laughs. He's like, oh, there's one for me. Oh, no, sorry.
And God's really wanting us to come out of our tent, the old way of doing things,
right.
Isn't he?
That's right.
Yes, he is. And I think if a lot of us were called out today, I would have to say I would go without any hesitation at all, but that would be leaving behind everything.
Right.
And saying, okay, Lord, I'll go with you.
Right. You know, this is coming to me back in 1991 when you were a part of that, Betty, when God called me to leave the church that I'd begun there in Indiana. I was there 7 years to the day, and God called me to leave. And it was so incredibly hard for me, one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. And I remember about that time we were singing a chorus a lot, and I was singing it a lot at home, but I was singing it at church a lot. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, over mountain or hill or stream. Is that it?
Or valley below.
Yeah. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. And that's where we have to get. We have to get like these children of Israel. Oh, we're breaking camp and walking into a river that's overflowing its banks so that we can get across the river to the best that God has for us. God has good, he's got better, and he's got best.
Right.
I'm back to my 30-60-100. He's got good, and he's got better, and then he's got the best. And in Isaiah 1:16, it says, if you listen and obey, you'll eat the best of the land.
Amen.
Ooh, I love that verse.
Amen.
If you listen and obey, you'll eat the best of the land. So the whole thing is, these children of Israel had to hear the battle cry, had to hear Joshua saying, come on, guys, we are all crossing this river. Don't worry about it. God's got this thing under control. You may not see it with your natural eyes, but guess what? It's about to happen, and you're going to cross on dry land.
Amen. Well, I think that's important, too, is it's hard to believe in what you can't see.
Mm-mm-mm.
I've said that, I mean, ever since I was little.
Right.
When I was little, trying to envision, okay, what? But it's there. You just have to let go.
You have to.
You have to let go.
It's hard, though. Mm-hmm.
It's very hard.
It's very hard.
And trying to tell a child about the Lord, which she learned at a very, very, very young age, mm-hmm. is, well, where is he?
Right.
Why don't I see him?
Right.
Well, we see and believe by faith.
Right. Right. And he's here.
Believe
me, he's here.
Oh, he is here.
You know, we're approaching our next song, and we have been singing this in the car this weekend while you are here, and we wanted to put it on the show by Matthew West. But I'll tell you, I want to preface before we get to this song, because this is what we're talking about. This song is "The Healing Has Begun." If you are listening live right now to the show or later on our website, God has begun a healing in you right now. And you're beginning to see your need for a deeper walk and a deeper work of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Amen.
The healing has begun. Amen. Don't think that it's someday 20 years from now. It is now. It is this instant. And I'm declaring prophetically right now, there are some of you out there that by the end of this show today, you will have received a fresh healing emotionally if you allow the Holy Spirit to do His work.
That's right. You have to allow it.
Got to get on board.
You do.
Yes.
With the change. "The Healing Has Begun" by Matthew West.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls, so just let them fall, just let them fall. The healing has begun. Whoa, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. Tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain, 'cause today's the day. Yeah, today's the day. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
You know, we don't plan what's going to happen on this show. We have no script. We have no script. All we do is, I mean, I gave Connie, our musical director, a couple days ago the songs I wanted on this show. But we don't plan how to get to the segue into a song. It's the Holy Spirit that does
totally.
This, Megan.
Totally.
You now see it right here. This is only when the songs are due to come up. That's all.
That's right.
And it's amazing what God's Holy Spirit does on the show. I just give him all the glory and the praise.
Me too. Amen.
Woo! We're in Joshua 3, and we're glad you're with us. And so what happened in verse 17 of Joshua 3, because God was already behind the scenes working, piecing all the pieces together, and he had the water start 20 to 30 miles up the river to back up. And by the time, the perfect timing, this is God's perfect timing. I love this, God's perfect timing. By the time the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant put their feet in the water, there they stood in verse 17. Those priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant stood firmly placed on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan while all Israel crossed on dry ground. I mean, you would think it would take hours for it to simply dry up, the water. I mean, you're talking mud and goop, and I go out to the causeway in my kayak. Sometimes I step in the water and it's all goopy and I get stuck in it a little bit. And you would think that it would be goopy like that, you know? And right. It says they crossed on dry ground. Why? Because it takes an impossibility to have a miracle.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And finally, the whole nation was across the Jordan and not one wet foot. I teach y'all the Message Bible. It's contemporary paraphrase of the language, and I love it because it says it the way we would talk. Not one dry foot. Not one wet foot. They were all dry.
Can you imagine?
So you wouldn't ruin your new shoes.
You wouldn't ruin your new Birkenstocks.
That's right. Or your new Uggs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Joshua chapter 4, when the whole nation was finally across, God spoke to Joshua and he said, select 12 men from the people, a man from each tribe, and tell them from right here, the middle of the Jordan, where the feet of the priests were standing firm, take 12 stones and carry them across with you and set them down in the place where you camp tonight. You know, God loves to mark territory, Betty.
Mm-hmm. There's that word.
There's that word mark. We have really been feeling that word.
God, the two words, mark
and territory. Because mm-hmm. God has been telling me for the last 2 years, year and a half, almost 2 years now, it's territory taking time.
T3.
Talk about that, Betty. What is that? Ooh, you want to do the bell?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead,
Megan. Go ahead. There you go. All right. She's cool. All
right.
Okay, wait a minute. There we go.
There you go, T3.
Territory taking time. Explain that.
Wow. Old territory, the devil's taken from us.
Mm-hmm.
We're
like our peace and our joy.
Our peace, our joy, our rest. We're taking it back. We're declaring war.
Amen.
In the heavenlies.
Yes.
Because our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in the upper, in the dark.
Yeah, the war is going on.
There is a war going on, but guess what? God's people are going to come together, and we're going to take back that territory.
Amen.
And that's the theme song for Blur tonight, Come Together. And that's a cool song. We're starting with it and ending with it. Come together in the love of God, and let's take some territory back. Why do we need to take territory back, Megan? Why not just let the devil do whatever he wants to do whenever he wants to do it? Why are we making a big fuss about this?
Because we deserve it. That's what God promised to us.
We deserve it.
We deserve it.
We deserve what?
We deserve joy, peace, and love.
Yes, we do.
God's joy, peace, and love.
We deserve to have the things of the past be in the past.
Amen.
God is present future. Okay? God does not sit around and dwell on our past, Betty. No. God's not there. He's not in the past. The past has happened. The past is the past. The devil is in the past. Okay?
Yep.
The devil is the one who's back there going, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. You really messed up there. Or, you know, so-and-so doesn't love you like they said they did, and blah, blah, blah. And we dwell in the past.
Mm. He's a liar.
Well,
he's a thief.
He brings stuff up to us, and he condemns us with the things of the past.
Yeah, and you know, as humans, you know, we do make mistakes, and we let him do it.
Right.
And unbeknownst, until we come to the realization that the Holy Spirit brings to us and says, hey, you're my child.
Right.
I don't want you to have to go through this.
Yes.
So, you know, our alarm clock comes on and something clicks and it's like, okay, it's time. It's time to take back what I had, and it's going to be 10,000 times better when you take it back and say, okay, Lord, I need your joy. I need your peace. I need the love that comes from you. And I mean, it wipes it clean.
Oh, it does. You know, last week, Pastor Jim and I were on the show, and Nan got the end. And Nan had car trouble, breakdown. I had a big mess on traffic and all kinds of stuff, and we were running late. And, you know, what the devil did not want that word getting out last week about territory taking time. So if you didn't hear last week's show, you need to go to our website. I'm sure it's there. And listen to it, because, Megan, this is so critical. As we talk about Joshua, it's time to go into our promised land. It's time to get the blessings. It's time to be in a relationship where it is mutual trust and understanding. It's time to walk in a situation in work where you're respected, or where you're earning the money you need in order to pay your bills. It is time to walk into our promised land.
Amen. It's time. You have to leave the junk behind. So, I don't know what that would mean for certain people.
It's different for different
people. It is different for everyone.
Yeah, we're not here to tell you what that is.
No, absolutely not. You have to find your alarm clock.
Right.
And that may mean, you know, seriously.
Exactly.
And shut off the beeper.
Well, some people have iPhones or whatever, and they don't even know there's an alarm clock on it.
Right, right. Right. Well, you have one.
You do have one.
But no, seriously, it's there's some things that you may have to change.
Change?
To cross that point.
And buckle up for change is our thing here, Betty, because we've got to buckle down, buckle up in the Spirit of God, and realize change is what will bring victory and bring us into the promised land. If the children of Israel had stayed in Egypt and never moved out of their comfort zone, they would never have gotten into the promised land.
Well, look, if you look at change, what happens when there is change?
It's exciting. I like change.
I do, too.
I like to rearrange my furniture.
Oh, so do I.
I really can't right now in the house I'm in. I mean, I can't. It's
I like to change because
I like to do that.
You know what you do? You clean out some, of the stuff that's underneath the, you know,
Cleaning out your closets.
Cleaning out the closets.
Now, that I can do. Yes.
Me too.
I've been cleaning out closets and getting rid of
stuff. It's new, and it's brand new. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel after you do that? After you get into that new situation, you may have been a little bit leery about moving that table over to the left side of the living room, but once you do, you think, wow, I do like this. This
is good.
This is good.
This is good?
This is good.
How frustrating it is to go into it, something that's a mess.
Oh, I know.
Ugh. Clean it.
Clean it.
And then you'll feel better.
You'll feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's what the Holy Spirit is saying in our spiritual lives. Clean it up. Allow His Holy Spirit. He is the best clean. He's Mr. Clean.
Amen.
He is Mr. Clean. And I love Mr. Clean cleaning products. Mm-hmm. I mean, not giving them a plug or anything, but I do. And, you know, I think they smell good and all that. But Mr. Clean, the Holy Spirit, goes down on in the nooks and crannies, like my Thomas English muffins in my refrigerator that are full of nooks and crannies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit gets down in those.
Mm-hmm. And think how much fresher it is after you clean.
Smells good.
It's almost like brand spanking new. Woo!
But we resist that change, and we resist being cleaned up. And, you know, when the Holy Spirit shows us an attitude or a behavior that we have, we so often like to nurse the nasty attitude.
Uh-huh.
We like to nurse it. We like to make it stronger.
We do.
Oh, how dare you confront me on that. I'm mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and do whatever they can so that you won't confront them.
Exactly. And what God's Holy Spirit is saying, let me be Mr. Clean in your attitudes, your behavior, your heart. Let me clean you up. He gives us a choice. He's a gentleman, Betty.
Yes, he is.
We don't have to submit to his cleanup.
No, but you know what? If you want to, you know, there's one word that comes to mind, forgiveness.
Forgiveness does not mean we agree with what was done. It means we let it go. They do not owe us anymore. I'm going to say that one more time if you're taking notes. Forgiveness. Mark 11:25. Jesus said, you can move this mountain, but first be sure you're walking in forgiveness. Mark 11:23-25. Forgiveness does not mean you agree with what happened to you. For instance, how could you ever agree if you were raped as a child? How could you ever agree if somebody murdered your best friend? Right. You're not going to agree with somebody screaming and yelling at you and calling you names. You're not going to say, well, that's okay, you did that. People that are beat down, abused, they are the victims of abusive relationships. They tend to go, oh, it's okay, honey. It's never okay. Okay? So forgiveness does not mean we agree with the atrocity. Forgiveness means we let it go. They don't owe us anymore. And we just walk into a new day and let it go.
Because that's behind you. Yeah, you were talking about how the past, if you've ever look at a piece of bread and if it becomes moldy.
Oh, yeah.
And it just keeps adding up, gets more moldy.
I've seen some of those sometimes in my refrigerator.
And, yeah,
little things like
yeah,
that.
And you think, oh.
It's like, how did I get that in there?
I'm growing penicillin and I didn't even intend to.
That's right. But if once you get rid of it, it may be hard throwing it away, but you know what? You have to get rid of it.
Got to get rid of it.
Because that's what causes the anger and the jealousy and the things, the bad stuff that we carry around with us is get rid of it. And it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
It is. It's very hard.
Yeah.
But once you do it, you're the prisoner that it set free.
Exactly.
Amen.
And maybe the other person says, nah, I'm not, or they just, by their attitude, they just look at you weird or whatever. That's their problem. What you have done is to release that situation and that person.
Amen.
It's hard to do, though, isn't it, Megan, for a lot of people? And it's hard for people to look at themselves critically, you know, and ask the Holy Spirit to do a cleanup in us. It's hard, I think.
Yeah,
the older we get, I think it seems harder, Betty.
Oh,
and I mean,
yes.
Betty's older than me, of course, but that was a lie. But go ahead.
I think it's what I was going to say is, and how can it be fun to dwell in yuck? How can it be fun to dwell in the swamp?
But the devil convinces people that they have a right to be like this.
Right.
They have a right to be mean and nasty and whatever. And they have a right to stay on the other side of the Jordan River instead of crossing into the promised land. Oh, yeah, we know the territory over here. We know how to behave and how to act. It's never okay to act like that.
No, it's not.
No. And you know what's cool is that you can start a new adventure.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Oh, boy. Let's get some announcements done before we go into our second hour. We're so glad you're joining us today on Living the Good Life. This is from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. It's our sixth year on the air. January the 6th, which is the first Sunday of the new year. Listen to this. It will be, Megan, our 300th
Amen.
Radio show. 300 in the word is the number for complete deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new day. It's a new day. And so we welcome you as you listen to our shows. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and there's a plethora. I love that word. And I'm not sure how to spell it, but
that's
it's wonderful.
A big word.
Plethora of radio shows on our website. We have a great big site, so there's plenty of radio shows there. You can go and hear the Word of God and get the training that you need in God's Word. Go to beaconofhopeministries.com and access our old shows. There's some clear back to when we began in April of 07. So 5 years in our sixth year. Kind of cool. We have the internet up. If you want to send us a note right now, you can. Megan's got it right in front of her. Pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Tonight is a great, great night for us at Beacon of Hope. It is the beginning of a new outreach venture, a vision of Beacon of Hope Ministries, if you will. We're calling it Buckle Up for Change. It's a part of Beacon of Hope, and it's a new day, and we are going outside our walls to meet people where they are, just as they are, with God's love. And that's what we're doing tonight at 6 o'clock. In the nightclub Blur in downtown Dunedin. Kind of a strange place to have church, don't you think?
It is.
You know, it's next door to Chickaboom Room and next door to Kelly's and Kelly's great restaurant. And they all are right there by the same owners. And these owners have been so sweet and kind to allow this ministry to come in there on a Sunday night and have a service. And it's going to be a continual. Our next one at Borer will be January the 20th. We just found out today. Next month in December, they were all booked up. So we're going to the park in Dunedin, Dunedin Highlander Park. Beautiful pavilion, the Rotary Pavilion right there on the lake. It is a gorgeous setting. And we're going to have Christmas in the park with our Buckle Up Band and with special music. And it's just going to be a great Christmas, December 23rd, to the day before Christmas Eve, December 23rd, 6 o'clock, Christmas in the Park. Mark it on your calendar. That will be our monthly outreach event for December. Back to Borer in January, January 20th. That's where we're at. Kind of exciting things, Megan.
Very exciting.
And we still have Wednesday night Bible study every Wednesday night at 3700 Almerton. And on Sunday nights, we still have service at 3700 Almerton, unless we're at Borer or the Park. So check our website to find out where we are. Okay, we got a lot coming up, and we just welcome all those stations, the Little Rock, Arkansas, and the different outreach, Memphis, and all of you, Texas, all of you different areas. We're so glad that you can catch the show live. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, find out more about this ministry, station ID. We'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater Tampa Bay, WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay, KLRG Sheridan Little Rock, and FM 94.5 K233BF Little Rock.
All right, so welcome all of you stations. And this is Pastor Marcia McAllister with my good friends and two members of our radio team at Beacon of Hope, even though they live in Indiana. Doesn't matter. The miracle of phones.
Amen.
And the internet makes it possible.
Amen.
They just happen to be live in our studio today. Megan, you are the daughter of Betty sitting over here. And, of course, Joe. And what a blessing. You were 8 or 9 when you started coming to my church in Indiana, Cornerstone Ministries.
Changed my life.
Changed your life.
It did.
And your mama was the head of our children's ministry. And you and I, Betty, we've been prayer partners and absolute get God's word out there. That's our mission together.
Amen.
And we're excited about this new day and what God's doing, aren't we?
Oh, heavens. Yes. Oh, I tell you what, when you reach a certain age and you think that, oh, life just can't get any more exciting than it is right now. Well, let me tell you, folks, it does. And I encourage the young and the wise ones to come out tonight.
Yeah, because you're going to love the music.
You are going to just
and
be
message.
Uplifted by the music, and the word of God is going to come forth. And if you haven't heard the word lately and you come out tonight, you're going to hear it, and you're going to hear exactly what the Lord has to say.
Amen. It's exciting. We're excited about tonight. 6 o'clock, Borer Nightclub, downtown Dunedin. And then next Sunday night, back at our location, 3700 Almerton, Wednesday night, Bible study. Even though Thanksgiving is on Thursday, we're having a Thanksgiving service this Wednesday night at 7, which we welcome you to our location, 3700 Almerton, for a Thanksgiving service this Wednesday night. You talked about a great adventure. We're on it. And when you came down last month, we were singing this song in the car. And that very week, Connie had sent me a video of this song back in the 80s when Stephen Curtis Chapman had recorded this. And it's kind of become our motto, that the whole Buckle Up theme was in place before we were listening to this song. But it is so pertinent for right now. The Great Adventure by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Saddle up your horses. Time around the circle.
Texas listeners, God says, we got a trail to blaze. We got a lot to get done, Megan, for the kingdom of God in this time that we have left. I believe the Lord's coming back soon. And I don't
right there,
say that trivially.
I agree.
I mean, I really believe that he is. And we have so much to do. And we have to mark the spot that God has changed our life. We have in at Beacon of Hope, we have a blue line, you know, up in front of the altar. And that's because back maybe 6-7 years ago, God told me one Sunday morning, get some blue tape and put up here and make this a place where people drive a stake in the ground. And they mark that place where they changed their mind in a certain thing. Mm-hmm. Where they moved forward. Now, we're in Joshua 4, if you just joined us. And in Joshua 4, back down in about verse, 4, Joshua called out the 12 men from each tribe, one from each tribe. And he said, cross to the middle of the Jordan, take your place in front of the chest of God, which is God's presence. Each of you heft a stone to your shoulder, a stone for each of the tribes, the people of Israel, so you'll have something later to mark the occasion.
Amen.
Because it's important, Megan, that we remember when we make decisions, life-changing decisions. What happens? My youngest son's getting married, Betty, after all these years. He's 34, and now on this coming Mother's Day, I'm so excited. My youngest, who's been a contributor here on the radio with me, Mark, is finally getting married. I am so excited. He's doing this on Mother's Day of 2013. So cool. But we're going to mark the occasion with a party. We're going to mark the occasion with a wedding. They're going to mark the occasion with a beautiful dress that I was there when my future daughter-in-law picked out the other day. How cool is that? Marking the occasion with a beautiful diamond ring. They're marking the occasion with this reception that is going to be absolutely amazing. They're marking that moment in time, that memory, okay? They're stamping that memory in their heart, okay? God said to the children of Israel, mark the spot where you cross over, where you have come from the past into the future, because God is present future. He's going to the future. Amen. Talk to me about this, Megan.
Well, it's important when you lay that stake is that when you get into that point where you feel like you're downtrodden again and Satan's weaving in those little nasty comments that you hear in your mind is, hey, wait a minute. Hey, Satan, I planted a stake in the ground.
Amen.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And you go back to that period in time, that memory.
Yes.
And you pray about what occurred in that day of your life.
Right. I have little books. You've seen my little books that I pick up, you know, that I write things God tells me. And I date everything. Sometimes I time it, too. You know, at this time, God said this to me. And I do that, Betty, because then I can open it like I did with you yesterday, and I showed you something God showed me. Mm-hmm. And it's just a way to mark what God is doing in our lives. Because we're all so busy, we just lose track of what God says to us. Well, comment on that.
Well, it's just like you, when you put that line up, that line's blue.
Mm-hmm.
The blue line.
It is. It's blue.
It is healing.
Healing.
And just
that
like,
was on purpose, by the way.
Yes.
It wasn't. I didn't. I said, let's go get blue tape. We got to do this.
Yes. And there's something that no one can take away from you is your memory.
Right.
You have those memories and you store them away by you writing them down.
Right.
If by some chance that you're busy and you just, I wonder what happened on that day back in, 2012, you can open up that book and say,
yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
It did happen on that day.
Did you ever keep a diary as a kid? Do you ever journal now?
Yes, I do. In fact, our last visit here, one of the members of your congregation had suggested that as you walk with the Lord, there are certain times in your life that you do want to remember. One of the memories that I had was when I first gave my life to the Lord.
Right.
Oh, what a joyous day.
Right.
And then after I maybe feel down or something, I'll go back and I'll think, I remember that. You know what? It restores your joy of that day of salvation.
Doesn't it?
It just restores.
So you're journaling more.
Oh, yes. I write everything down. Hopefully someday I never have to have a total memory loss, but it will help me remember all of the good things. Megan's doing that for my grandson, Andrew.
Good.
Of what happened, on that day during mom's life. back when I was 2 and a half, mm-hmm. or the time that, you know, we did, we went out and drove the tractor or whatever. It's just one of those things that, you know, you can pass down from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important. Because the last time I was here, I was talking and praying to God to show him a way for me to ensure that I raise my son in the path that he is to go.
And, praise God.
And I just feel that he told me that, yes, you know, you're raising a warrior of God, but talk to him now as if he were a grown man.
Oh, okay.
And I do that every day.
Talk to him about what God's doing.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, we just recently lost my mother, which I've talked about different times on the show, and it was time for her to go be with Jesus, but it's always bittersweet. You know, you want them to not suffer, but you're going to miss them, you know. And so it's been hard for my sisters and I and our kids and our families. But I tell you, in the process of letting go of Mom, there have been little books and things that we've gone through all her things now and everything. And one of the little things that one of my sisters found was a journal where my mother had kept. And back in 1973, my parents had felt God was leading them on a world missionary tour. And they ended up, by faith, raising all the money in a few months, going to 33 countries and preaching. And in that journal, Mom's got every penny how God provided for wow. them, everywhere, what that dinner cost and all that stuff. And it was her mark she left right. of God's miracles that provided yeah, for that exactly. missionary, world it, missionary tour.
Exactly. And I said, it's just like with your mom, is if that gave them something to look back, is like, how did we ever do that? Well, here, let me show you exactly what God
exactly.
did at that point in time.
That's what these stones are, Megan.
Exactly.
Right. These are memorials. These are to remind, oh, look at that stone. Yeah, that reminds me. Oh, remember that day that God dried the water up and we all walked across the Jordan?
Exactly. It was just like me walking on the beach yesterday
mm-hmm.
when I went on a walk by myself and
yeah.
I was talking to God and he was talking to me. And it's like, hey, you need to pick up something to remember this moment with me. So I picked up 3 shells.
You did. That's
I did.
Right.
I did.
Yes.
So I could always remember what those were from.
Praise God.
And I took 3 naps.
And you did.
Yes.
And we won't forget that either.
No.
Now, how important, though, to remember the goodness of the Lord. We've got that across the wall in our church, remembering the goodness of the Lord, because we tend to forget how good God is, and the devil comes in and says, oh, God doesn't care about your situation right now. God's, you know, nobody cares about you. My mother jokingly used to tell us as kids, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I think I'll go eat worms,
right.
which was just a joke, okay?
I remember that one.
You know, and yet, I never forgot it. You know, it was like feeling, she was like, you know, just being silly. But a lot of people live like that. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll go eat worms, you know?
So the one person that always loves you and always will is right there before you,
mm-hmm.
holding out his hand to pull you out of the boat that you're in.
Absolutely. And so we mark that spot, and the children of Israel mark this occasion in Joshua chapter 4. And in verse 8, I love this in the Message Bible. The people of Israel did exactly as Joshua commanded.
Amen.
We just quoted it earlier, Isaiah 1:16. If you consent and obey, if you're willing and obey, you'll eat the best of the land. That's huge, Betty.
Oh, it's you know, it's almost unfathomable.
It is.
That God can be, he can be with Megan, he can be with you, he can be with me, he can be with Connie,
right,
with Nan.
Right. All at the same time?
His omnipresence is just...
That's the Holy Spirit.
And unfathomable, and that's why he sends us the Holy Spirit
right.
to be able to minister us. And help us through and guide us. And, oh, it's just, I tell you, it's the ride of a lifetime.
I mean,
it is.
Get excited.
A new adventure.
Go find him. He's right there in front of you.
Exactly. Megan, don't you believe that people need to be encouraged to start over in a
yes.
relationship with God, just to make their relationship with God more personal,
yes,
more real, to take the time to sit down and talk to God.
Yes.
God loves us to spend time talking to him.
He does. I mean, it's not, you know, being when you're little, you don't know how to pray. And then it came to my mind one day, I'm like, hey, I can talk to him like he's my best friend.
Exactly.
And when I got to that point, things started changing drastically.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we've got to do. We got to get to that point all the time in our personal lives with the Lord. Go ahead.
Well, if you look at any type of the media today, the communication is the key.
Yeah.
Is the key. You can communicate with your husband or your wife or your partner.
Right.
Communicate with
Facebook.
Facebook. Or you can communicate with someone that you haven't talked to in 21 years.
That's right. Exactly.
Sometimes you just have to reach out and talk to them. And it may be just, you know, maybe you don't talk to them for 15, 20 years, but you can still pick up right where you left off.
Yes.
Because that means that that communication is still there.
When your hearts are in the same place. And when we don't have to agree on everything. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'm a Republican. We don't talk about that. It's not that. It's not about always agreeing on political views or other views. It's not like that. When your heart is sold out to Jesus, we agree on the fact that God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
We agree that God is doing a work in our lives. We agree that we're a part of this new adventure and that we're going into places we've never been before and taking territory for the kingdom of God. Talk to me about that.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I could get up on my...
Go ahead. I just handed it to you.
Well, it's amazing how that we're in a situation... And we know that we are more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was certain territories in my life that I said, I want it back.
Explain that.
One of the things is my health.
Okay. You've had some huge hurdles.
And you think, well, that, when you think, people, some people think of territory as land.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
No, territory comes in a lot of different shapes and sizes and forms. One of them is that I want the territory back is I want better health. I have a reason to live. I want to serve the Lord, first of all. I want to be a good wife. I want to be an awesome mom. And now I want to be an awesome Mimi.
Yes, and you are an awesome Mimi to Andrew.
But by taking back the territory that the devil stole from me, it hasn't manifested itself yet, but I am believing by faith.
Amen.
That it is, I am going to be restored to total wholeness.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ. And
declare it.
I am declaring it. And I said, that's one of the declarations that we have done, that we have done this week, is that we're declaring that God's word is going to go forth tonight.
Amen.
And there are going to be certain people that are going to be set free tonight.
Amen.
And that's why, you know, if there's territory in your life that you want taken back, go after it.
Absolutely.
Right. And if you need us here to pray for you today,
we will. Amen. Prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. And also, right now, with the internet, it's still up. Pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, or send your request to prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. 24/7, 365 prayer line. I mean, what an advantage. Mm-hmm. We've had so much lately on the prayer line to be taken care of for people, too.
Yes.
And we have. And the praise God's are just flowing, you know.
Amen.
Woo! Territory taking time, Megan.
Amen. Territory of all kinds.
Absolutely.
Your home, your children, yourself,
your finances.
Amen.
The hurts of the past. Come on, let's move into this new day. I love that song we just played. This great adventure. Saddle up your horses. You have horses. You both have horses.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. They're so gorgeous, your horses. When I saw them last year, I just, whoa. And, you know, we need to saddle up our lives to the point that we are, like, ready to go on this new adventure.
Take
the reins back instead of letting the devil run roughshod over our minds and our emotions, Megan. It's time.
I agree.
It is time to say, okay, God, I surrender to you. I submit to you. I want everything you want for my life, and I am not going to settle for anything less.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There you go.
Boom.
All right, because it is time to do that. It's time to step up. Dear listener, there are some of you out there that are saying, I wish I had that courage. I wish I had that desire to be different. I wish I had this moment in time to, that I could mark a change, but I just don't feel it. You know, it's faith first, and our feelings catch up later.
That's right. That's right.
You know? And so it's a step of faith.
It is.
When we declare, all right, I'm going to go God's way. I am going to step out and become the man of God, the priest of my home that I need to be. Or I'm going to become the wife, the mother, the friend, the partner, whatever I, the spouse, whatever I need to become better than what I have been. I am going to step out by faith and do that thing. And I'm going to be the child of God and the warrior of God, Betty. God is calling warriors to fight in the spirit.
Oh, amen. And one of the things that we took back last summer was some territory that had been taken back, had been taken by the devil. And one of those areas is giving up a lot of land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're going to take it back. It's, again, it doesn't deal with just land. It's talking to the Father.
Yes.
As if you were talking to your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He will lead you. He will guide you. Get into his word. Been there, done that.
Right. He'll show you. He'll talk to you.
He will show you. Whether you read one verse or whether you read three or four chapters.
Right.
Get into God's word.
And consistently.
And consistently. And pray. And talk to him.
Well, yeah. And it's true, too. It comes back to the old, God leads and Satan rushes.
Mm-hmm.
Let God lead and stop rushing.
Amen.
Slow down.
So we got to hang out behind the line of grace. And
we
when
do.
You two
right.
were here before in our service on our anniversary Sunday, you got up and sang this song. And it is an amazing song by Karen Peck and New River. Listen to it. It's going to become one of your favorites. I guarantee it. Behind the Line of Grace.
God's children quietly lie in wait. Why the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know, and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see His face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. Is nowhere in sight. He steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. face, but we're secure.
Amen.
Yeah, one of our new favorite songs.
Wow.
That's where we stand.
It's wonderful.
You know, interestingly, 40,000 warriors went across the River Jordan first. And God is calling people to be warriors in this day. And some of you may go, I don't even know what that means. It means people who pray.
Amen.
Amen.
It means, it's simple, people who pray. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves, therefore, to prayer. Devote yourselves to prayer. It's not something you do once in a while. You go to church and you pray 5 minutes, Lord, help me. Thank you very much. Amen.
Right.
Or you know, it's an afterthought, and a month later you realize, oh, I haven't even talked to God for a whole month. It's not like that.
No.
We are instructed to pray, to become a warrior. Betty, I mean, anybody can be a warrior.
Oh, my.
It's not that you have some special thing. It's a choice.
It is a choice. And, you know, even the smallest child can be a prayer warrior. And
Amen.
I'll give you an example. We were in the car, maybe about a couple of weeks ago, and we had a friend of ours that was going through some hard times.
Right.
And Andrew in the back of the car, and it just made us both just cry.
He's almost
3 years old. He goes, and he made mention, she's okay.
Amen. And see, that's the thing, Megan, when you train up a child in the way they should go, which you're doing.
Yes.
When they're old, they will not depart from it. And I can honestly say all three of mine, Ryan and Lori and Mark and their spouses, are children of God, love the Lord and serve the Lord. And, you know, it's hard, isn't it, Betty, to go through years sometimes like I've gone through with Lori in particular, where they're struggling, where the child is struggling, and there are things. But when we train them up and we teach them to be warriors and teach them the Word of God, it's amazing what God does.
Oh, it's amazing. And I said, I've watched Megan grow over the years.
Yes.
And just amazed by what God has done with her, that, you know, there's just times that you can take driving to the grocery store, you can take time, you know, while you're running your bath water, or you get ready to make a call on your cell phone. Just talk to God.
Amen.
And
that's right.
And He hears us.
Amen.
He hears every one of our prayers.
Yep.
But I enjoy being a prayer warrior.
Oh. But I love this song where it talks about behind the line of grace, because God's grace is His unmerited favor. When we don't deserve it, we have it.
Mm, right. Amen.
You know, we all get so touched by the old song, Amazing Grace. I think we sang it last Sunday night. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. You know, we love that song. They play it at funerals. They play it everywhere, you know.
They do.
And it's all about the nature of God. His nature is grace.
Mm-hmm.
That's who He is. It said in John 1:14 that when Jesus came, He said it was full of grace and truth. That's who He is.
Right.
Grace and truth.
And what's better than that?
Ooh.
Nothing. That's what it's all about.
I want to be behind the line of grace. Who would you want more on your side than the Lord?
Amen.
Absolutely. And I think, Megan, what I'm feeling that God is saying in this time of our lives is that it's time, we've had plenty of time in the past to play around,
right?
To be just do one, you know, just to kind of go about our lives and
get up and go to work,
right? All those things. And God is calling a people who will say, hey, I am a child of God. I'm a soldier of God.
That's right.
I can pray for you. Do you have a need? Let me pray for you. What can
That's
I pray
right.
for you about? And it's amazing how those doors of opportunity will open up for people.
And they open up all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be somebody just, you don't even know them, and you run into them, and they say something to you, and that's God going, hey, hello, I'm tapping on your shoulder. Do you hear me?
Exactly.
Wake up.
Exactly.
Well, it's like one of your parishioners that was, you know, someone just comes in and sits down in your chair and they just say, oh, I've just had a bad day. Well, that gives you, that open a door for an opportunity to, you don't have to, you know, they may not believe in prayer, but and somehow you give them a word of encouragement.
Exactly.
And he opens doors every day. It's just, we just have to be
just
aware.
Let the door stay open.
Yes.
Don't shut it.
How do we shut it?
Doubt.
Doubt.
Fear.
Fear.
Anxiety. Mm-hmm. The staying in the past, because it's easier to stay mm-hmm. there than it is to step forward.
Because you don't want to offend someone.
Right. Right.
Laziness.
Yes.
Pity. Pity. Self-pity. Feeling sorry for yourself.
Right.
Getting frustrated because you can't make somebody do what you want them to do.
Right.
I mean, all those things keep you from crossing that Jordan River into the promised land of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Why live a life right here less than our potential?
Exactly.
Ever known somebody who was smart as a whip and had all the potential, let's say, to get a really good job and quit school early, didn't finish high school, or didn't get their GED, or didn't move on into what they could become? And we see that in our secular lives. We see that around, see people, and we say, oh, poor so-and-so, she's got a son who just never... You know, never did this, never, maybe a drug addict, you know?
Right.
But when God intervenes and says, wait a minute, you can be more than you are. You can know more joy, more peace. Talk to me about this, Bedlu.
Well, I think that you look at your, circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the Lord gives you a choice. He gives you an opportunity above all opportunities to say, okay, it's either yes, let your yeses be yeses and your noes be no. And you take that opportunity, and I want to run with it.
Absolutely.
Oh, me too.
I don't want to be, because of what you just said, the end times are coming.
Right.
There may be some of your listeners.
We're in them.
And I said, if you look around them, what's happening overseas.
Sure.
And
climate changes
we have pestilence at our house with different things. And it makes you become more aware of, okay, this, I've got to get this done. We've got to bring them in. We've got to call them in from the north, south, east, and west. We've got to bring God's people in.
What if we only had a year left on this planet? I have no clue, and I'm not about to predict. I don't do that. But what if we had a short time? Let's not even put a date on it. But what if we had a very short time, and that Jesus was coming back in our lifetime? If we really had, let's say, on our Facebook, it shows up Jesus saying, yes, I am coming back in your lifetime. Now, what are you going to do about it? What if that happened?
Right. I think it would scare people.
I mean, because we would go, oh, no, no, no. I mean, what, Megan, what would we do different if we realized that we are here for such a short time? And I am twice your age, okay? So I can say this personally.
Sure.
My life has gone by so quickly. When I look at myself, I think, yeah, you're looking your age, but when I think of how I feel, I don't feel the age I am. I feel about 25 years younger. I honestly do. I feel like, wait a minute, there's no way I could be that age.
Right.
I used to think, and you're all thinking, what age? I'm not telling you.
So you're not 44?
Well, let's say I am by faith or
okay.
something like that.
44 and a half.
Don't tell okay. Cedric. He's bought the lie. He thinks I'm 44.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, but I look at my life, Megan, and it's just zip by. I mean, I have memories of being 4. I have memories of being 6. I have memories of being 10. Seriously, I do.
Right.
I can still remember that. And when I was preaching my mother's funeral, I was thinking, 88 years old.
Where did it go?
Where did it go so quickly? My sister and brother-in-law did a video montage, you know, that went on for about 12 minutes. And we saw mom as a baby and all through her life and getting married and having us and all that stuff. And you just like, whoa, that's a big heads up here.
Right.
Talk to me about this, because you're our young one right here.
I am. You know, even being, I'll be 32, but I do the same thing. And you're reminded of it when you look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, whoa. I thought I was still 15 years old. But, you know, here I have a son, and I have a family. I have a husband.
Right.
And the other one, too, is time gets away from you. Pardon me.
when you see your parents' age.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
And it's important, we talked about this the other night, is living every day to your fullest.
Yes.
And even telling your enemies how much you love them,
right.
You know?
Right.
It's important.
Yes.
It's important.
Whoa.
It's okay to cry on the air.
I just did.
Okay.
Having health issues as I've had, you look at life totally different. I take each day as the last opportunity to tell Marcia or Megan, excuse me, Pastor.
That's between 8 and 5.
How much I love them. I would tell people out there that life is short. Each one of those stones that those men used as memories, get your stones, gather them up, bring in your memories.
That's right.
And don't leave the Lord behind. Take him with you. Take him with you wherever you go, whether it's to the grocery store, to work. He's with you all. He's been there all the time. That old hymn. He's there all the time. And you again take each day. If like you said on Facebook, if the Lord said yes, I'm coming back. Yes. I would love. Like you've never seen love before, is that I would go out and tell every person that I love them that the Lord was coming back. I want you to come with me. And we would just pray right there on the street that, you know, because I want you in heaven with me.
Right.
Amen. Woo. People need the Lord, Megan. Yes,
they do. And yes, I just do. Want to say this is, you know, when people set goals, is don't sit here and say, well, my new day is tomorrow. I'll start in the morning when I get up. What if you don't wake up tomorrow? You better do it now.
Get your heart right with the Lord.
Do it right now.
There may be some of you out there right now who have strayed away from your relationship with the Lord, and it's just not that important to you, and somehow you're hearing this right now on your car radio or whatever. And God would say to you, dear one, I love you so much. I created you just the way you are. You may feel different. You may feel less than. You may feel like you don't have a place in God's kingdom. And God is saying to you right now, dear listener, I created you the way you are. I know everything about you. I care about all that you have gone through. And I care about the hurt that you've experienced. I care about the pain that you have had to deal with. I care about your physical issues. And I care about your relationship issues. And I care about your financial issues. And I care about everything that concerns you. Because I am the Lord your God, the healer of your emotions. I am the one who has always had my hand upon you. I am the one who has your name engraved on the palm of my hand. I am the one who sent my son Jesus to this earth to show you my nature. And I showed you. I showed you that I love you. For God so loved the world. These are my son's words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Those are my words, John 3:16, to you. I love you so much, my child. Come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and let me give you my rest.
Amen.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and find out that I am gentle and humble in heart. So, dear one, the Lord would say all of that to you. And he would say, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, accept him now by faith. Romans 10:9-10 says, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God and Lord, and that God raised Jesus from the dead, we are saved.
Amen.
Amen. You can do that in the privacy of your heart, in the privacy of your home. But it says, speak it out with your mouth. I accept you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. And I ask you to begin the healing and the cleanup process in me so that I can look more like you and act like you and be
your mouthpiece on this earth. I can be your hands healing. I can be your feet walking to people who need you. And I can be your arms of love around people. That's my prayer, and let it be yours. Listen to this song, People Need the Lord, by Avalon.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private
God, when we're going to realize people need the Lord, Megan.
They do.
It's not just us. No. I mean, people out there are hurting. They're desperate in some cases. It's a rough time for a lot of people. We have been living in the Great Recession.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Great Recession. And it's not the Great Depression, but pretty close.
It is close.
And it has affected a lot of lives, and it's hurt a lot of people. And people need God. They need the strength that God provides. They need the wisdom that God has to offer. They need the blessing on their lives, the favor of God.
Amen.
You know, David said in Psalm 5:12, God's favor surrounds me like a shield. You know, wow. You know, we need that.
We do.
People need the Lord. You know, back to my question, what if we didn't have much time on this earth, what would we do differently, Megan?
I wouldn't do anything differently.
Okay.
Because I know I've strayed from him a few times here and there, but he's always there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you what, I would make sure that I get my point across a little bit more than I have.
Okay.
Be a little bit more bolder.
So you'd be more bold,
yes.
And you would be more verbal?
Yes. And going home, I'm going to be.
Okay.
I am.
And God's got things for you to do. And it's not a coincidence that God brought you here twice in a month. There is a reason, and it's almost like a big mini retreat, you know,
yes.
For you and your mom. But if you go from here bolder, more courageous, stronger, more with purpose and determination in your step,
yes,
God's going to open the door. I guarantee you, Megan Kramer, he's going to open the door for you to talk to people about the Lord in a loving way.
You told me that when I was 9 years old.
Oh, I did.
You did.
As a prophetic word.
During service. You called me out.
Oh, my.
You did.
I do have a recollection of that. I don't remember what was said.
It was
prophecy
of that nature of ministering to people.
Woo! Praise God. So here we are right
yep.
now. How many years later? Talk to me, my friend Betty.
What are you going to talk about?
Talk about what we have to do different in our lives.
I think that we need to look ahead, be brave, be bold, be courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the past behind.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said this earlier in the show. We've got to pick up our mats and walk.
Yes.
And let people know that, let them see Jesus in us by our actions, by our talk,
mm-hmm.
Forsaking ourselves from assembling.
Mm-hmm.
Get to a church that is loving, preaches the word,
mm-hmm.
and get right with God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I think that those doors will be open. And I guess there's a lot of people in our community in Indiana that have, you know, faced trials and tribulations in their life. But it's, you know, just because there's a church on every corner, a lot of those churches aren't filled.
They're not. And that's a sad thing. And I'm sure so many people need to hear the word of God.
Yes.
And they're not hearing it. And that's why we do this. This costs us money every week to do this, 6 years now. In fact, and I don't talk about money much, but if you want to be a financial contributor, go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and go to PayPal. And you can become a partner with us financially. And it's very needed and very helpful. But Betty, so many people don't want to invest time and finances in the work of the gospel. They don't really see a need, you know?
And I think that is... sometimes a work of the enemy.
Absolutely.
Because he puts things ahead of the Lord.
Right.
Or we put things ahead of the Lord.
Right.
And I know, yes, there are bills that need to be paid. But, you know, when you give just a small tenth of your of the blessings that God has given you.
Wow.
He will give it to you pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
It's a promise.
That is a promise.
Malachi 3:8-11.
And
it's true.
And we are... sitting right here, we are the recipients of that word, because
yes.
just like coming here for the second time, you know, God calls us to do a certain work, and he wants you to do it. He's going to provide for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
And he provided
Amen.
Exactly what we needed to be able to come down here. And I call it a ministry, because
Absolutely.
I've done what I like to do best, and that's pray and read the word.
and be around
people who love the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
It's just been a blessing. It's been a blessing to be on the radio, to be able to share and let God's word go out amongst the airways.
Amen. So it's time to get serious about our commitment to the Lord. It's time to take our responsibilities mm-hmm. seriously. And to fund the gospel and the work of the Lord that needs to be done, we need to take that seriously and do it. Wow. So, Megan, life-changing things we've been talking about today for 2 hours, don't you think?
Serious ones, yes.
But good.
Very good.
Because we're going across that Jordan River into the promised land that God has
yep.
ordained for us. And we're going from good to better to best. And we're going to accomplish what God has for us to accomplish individually and as a ministry on this earth while we have our time.
Amen. Pick up the stone and cross the river.
That's right. And mark that place that
right.
where you made decisions for God.
Right.
Mark that territory where you said yes to the Lord. And some of us have those experiences in our past where God called us to do certain things. And it was at an altar, a prayer. For me, 16 years old, God called me to preach. And he called me at 4. And then he called at 4 years old. He called me at 16 again. And at 16, I said, I'll be the best doctor for you, because that's what I wanted to be. I'll do that. I did my own thing, went through pre-med, and had serious plans to be the best doctor for him I could be. And that is not the direction my life turned and took. But in my heart, I knew that God was speaking to me for something that he had for me to do. And Betty, I believe there's people out there today that know God's got their hand, his hand on them, and they have been resistant mm-hmm. and stubborn and said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do my thing, not God's thing. And God is going to deal with these people.
Yes,
I believe he's going to deal with them.
He's going to keep reminding you.
Well, you know what? If he dealt with me, he's going to deal with you, too.
That's right.
Exactly. So it's time to get serious about the Lord. People need the Lord. They need the Lord. And we've talked today about the healing has begun, and I believe that it has for several people out there. And I am going to pray right now for emotional healing and physical healing for you. Bow your head with us right now. Dear Heavenly Father, there are people in our audience who are listening live or who will listen in the future who need your healing touch. There are people who are brokenhearted. There are people who are hurt. There are people who are tired of just being sick and tired. There are people who are physically ill out there. There are people with fibromyalgia, which I'm feeling right now by word of knowledge. Lord, I ask that you heal these dear listeners from fibromyalgia, that disease that just devastates people's bodies with achiness and tiredness and lethargy. I stand against that, all of that fibromyalgia, those symptoms right now, in the name of Jesus. I stand against heart disease right now in Jesus' name, and declare that by the blood of Jesus, hearts are being healed, valves and arteries are being healed. And we declare right now that there are some that are joints, their joints are so achy that they just, when it's a cloudy, rainy day, they are miserable. Lord, I ask that you touch their bodies right now. Heal those people right now, God. There are some right now with lung cancer. I see that in the spirit right this moment. Lord, you know who those people are. I ask that you reach out and touch their body and heal them right now by the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. There is somebody right now that's been diagnosed with a brain disease, and I just speak healing to you right now in Jesus' name and command that disease to be healed in the name of Jesus. There's somebody right now with extreme severe depression. I speak healing to you right now in your emotions, that you would come out of that depressive state and that you would walk in newness of life and that you would rise up and become the woman, the man of God that you should become. In Jesus' name, we declare that. And so, Lord, we thank you for the victories, and we thank you for your word of knowledge, and we thank you, Lord, for the healings. And we praise you right this moment. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Megan, give me one final thought here.
My final thought is to, if you live in this area, find Beacon of Hope.
Amen.
Wherever they may be, it's right. going to be on their website.
Right.
Find this ministry. Get involved. We're calling you.
Yes.
Wherever you are,
Amen.
There's a church.
Amen.
You've got to search for it. You've got
right.
to find it, and you've got to light it up.
BeaconofHopeMinistries.com, and we'll have on there where we're meeting. And what's going on? And tonight at Blur.
Yes.
7 o'clock. No, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Almost had it wrong. 6 o'clock at Blur, the nightclub in downtown Dunedin, right across from that wonderful ice cream shop. Betty, give me your final thought. We're so glad, Megan, that you've been here this weekend
I'm
and
glad
been
I've been
on
here
the show.
With you.
And love you,
I love you
like
too.
A daughter. And Betty, talk to me, dear friend. Give me some final comments.
Well, I think that people do need the Lord. And if you need prayer, contact Beacon of Hope through prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. They are there 365 days a year, 24/7. And the prayer warriors in this location, in this at this ministry, are powerful, powerful prayer warriors. And I urge you that if you are not going to a church, get involved. I don't, in, you know, north, south, east, or west, find a church that preaches the Word of God.
Amen.
Get involved and listen to the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to the Lord and what He would have you do, because He is. He's still looking for a few good people.
He is. And if you're willing and obey,
yes,
if you consent and obey in some translations, and you will see the blessing of the Lord. If you're willing and obey, you'll eat the best of the land.
Amen.
Right. Isaiah 1, 18 or 16, I'm not sure. But grab on to the promises of God. Read your Bible. Study it. Find a Bible you can understand. The Message Bible is great. Get a translation you can really get into. Find a good home church. We welcome you on Wednesday night Bible study to Beacon of Hope on 3700 Almerton. 7 o'clock is Bible study on Wednesday night. But Sunday night is 6 o'clock at 3700 Almerton, or like tonight when we have one of our monthly outreach at Blur in downtown Dunedin. 6 o'clock, you still have time to get there. Ooh, people need the Lord. We got to close with that instead of our normal song. Okay, God bless you. See you all next week live at 3 o'clock, not 4, 3 o'clock, 3 to 5 Tampa time every Sunday. God bless you. It's been Megan, Betty, Pastor Marcia giving you the word of the Lord this day. God bless you. Have a great week.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their